Blog Talk Radio.
What my mama always said. Faith is the belief in something more than what you know. That's what the good book says. You gotta play the cards you got. Who knows what fate is holding? At times you gotta go without knowing where you're going. That's why I keep on loving you. I keep on loving you. Keep on loving you. Lord knows we've had our share of fights, our sleepless nights, our ups and downs. We've had plenty and then some. Baby, I'm going to turn around. Sometimes I swear it might be easier to throw in the towel. Someday we're gonna look back and say, look at us. Why I keep on loving you. I keep on loving you. Through the valleys, don't leave me. The devil will again, and I promise you. I keep on loving you. Keep on loving you. Through the light, take it back. I didn't need it like that. I'd never hurt you.
McIntyre, I keep on loving you. I want to send it out to my parents who just had their 40th anniversary, you know, 40 years. Well, so happy anniversary, Mom and Dad. And there's a lot of things that are going on tonight and a lot of things that I want to, you know, talk about. And there's just so much that I just want to, you know, talk about. And I'm hoping we will get a lot of calls tonight because I think, you know, I deserve it. And you know what? I think I accidentally killed my co-host with an axe. And, you know, I don't know where she is. So, yeah, I'm on the way. Well, okay, so, I will... I'm gonna bring on our first call in a moment. I just want to say that I won tonight as I have fun. And talk about everything, but really, I might go a little crazy tonight over a certain topic. So I just wanted to warn everyone about that. Okay, so, and we are only having an hour, so because I'm beat, I'm tired, And I just want to tell everyone out there, a good friend of mine sells, you know, VH stuff, and let me know if you guys want to. She's going through a hard time right now. She got in a car accident, and yeah, so I'm going to bring on my first guest or my co-host. But my co-host, I'm just going to wait for a moment with that. Hi, brother. Hi, Brandy. Hi, guest 7984. Okay, hold on. I'm going to see who this is. Hello?
Oh, you're going to wait to put me on. Is that... Hello?
But remember I killed you?
Yeah, I'm back from the dead, so hi.
Yeah, I know. And you guys, if you guys want to play a really, if you guys are having a really bad day, play a Monday episode, because that can make you laugh and cry all at the same time.
Okay.
Hi, Brenda. Hi, Brandy. Hi, guests I don't know in the room.
That's me. I'm the guest.
Oh, fine. I didn't.
I can't sign in anymore. I'm fed up with trying to sign in. Every time I sign in, it won't let me.
Okay. Because Blog Talk is fucked. Yeah, I just said that on air. I just said that on air, you guys. Okay. I know there's... Hopefully, we are going to get a lot of calls in tonight. And let me know if anyone wants autograph or anything of the eight people, because I know someone that can do it. So, okay, well, so no one's calling us in because we are not lovable. I know.
Who can't love us? We're cute. We're funny. We're adorable.
You know,
love us.
Yeah, you know, we are too funny, I think. You know, and you guys, a brief announcement. 2 weeks from tonight, we are not having a show. So you guys will be on your own for Wednesday night.
I'll depend on if somebody comes there.
Well, true. You are the evil of the abyss tonight, aren't you?
Oh, oh no. Didn't you say that to me? Oh, my gosh.
You okay? Oh, my God. Okay. We have to take some calls.
No one.
Oh, my God. Okay, you guys, and I are just not being... Okay, we have two callers. I'm going to bring them on before we run the show into the fucking grid. Okay.
Okay, all right.
Hello?
Hey, Carly, it's Penny.
Hey, Penny, how are you? I'm so glad you called in. And yeah, we are just being funny tonight. We don't know why we are being funny. We are just being funny.
It's great to be funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, we are just in a funny little mood. Yeah, I'm going to bring on, I think this is Kristen, I think. Hello?
Hi, it's Crystal.
Okay. So, yeah, you guys, she writes a couple, some Lazon poetry. And, you know, right now we really need good positive Lazon poetry. So, yeah, if you can tell us some of that, I mean, do you have a website where we can find this? Because all of us, I mean, most of us on here are Lazon fans, and we would love reading your poetry.
About General Hospital?
Yeah.
Well, the General Hospital site that I do is examiner.com. I'm a big Liaison fan, so...
Yeah, well, you know what? You have this... You know, we love Jason and Liz, and you guys... Lazon is coming. We just have to be patient for a couple of weeks, and I won't yell about today. So for a while, I will behave myself. See, I'm in the little slut. Okay. I know. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, we would, You know, I mean, I think it's great that you can write poetry about Zenner Hospital and about Laban. I mean, I'm a good writer, but I don't think I could capture Laban probably like any. I mean, I love all the fanfic people that write Jason and Liz, and you write poetry, and, you know, I think that's a really good thing.
Well, I don't know if it's poetry, but it's something. I mean, I love writing about it. I've watched it all the time. I've been watching since I was like 5 years old.
Yeah,
so,
me too.
I mean, but I mean, you got, yeah, I'm on examiner.com and it's really easy. You just go to that website and then on the General Hospital Examiner, it's really easy to follow and you could just subscribe to me. You just have to click subscribe. It's really easy. It's really fun. I love writing about it.
Yeah, and you guys, if anyone's on Twitter and they can follow her, she's a ZH Examiner. She changed her name. And, okay. Yeah, I'm just pulling you up because I can. Yeah, okay. So I'm putting the link in the room. Well, I'm going to try for everyone. And, yeah.
Yeah,
so
cool.
I just feel like Raylon is like this couple that no one should test or no one should beat because we, you know, we have the fan base. I mean, the other families has not been here for like 13 years. They were in diapers when Jason and Liz first started.
Right, right.
Yeah, and I will let my friend Christy know about you. She does Liaison Radio, and she likes the poetry stuff like this. So, yeah, but I've looked on your website, and I really like it, and I love your little spoiler about Liz and the baby. I mean,
oh God, I love her. I'm seriously. I used to be a big fan of Liz and Lucky when the original Lucky was on. Like, I mean, I know he's back and everything.
Well,
but,
don't get her on Lucky. Okay, yeah, because I'm sorry. I should not hate anyone, but I do. I hate Lucky. If they just left Lucky and Sam the hair alone and left my Jason and Liz alone, maybe I would not be so bitter toward the soul. Well, I'm kind of bitter right now.
It was before. Once it became Jason and Liz, it's Jason and Liz. That's what it is.
Thank you, yes. I'm not insulting. I'm not insulting any other fan base, but I'm not trying to, but I just think with this other fan base, they don't do it for a lot of people. I mean, this, Jason and Liz has done it, and I miss my couple.
Yeah, I do too. I do. I miss them. I hate what happened to them. They kept putting them together and pulling them apart. It's frustrating.
Well, I just think that. Oh, Penny, do you have anything to say on the subject?
Well, I love Lias, and I always have. And I agree with everything you're saying. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yes.
Yeah, we can.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've just been a fan of theirs for the longest time. I believe it was, 1999 that, or 98 that they met or something like that? I'm not sure. But
yeah,
anyway.
99.
Yeah, I just think I love them. And whenever I can get, you know, to see them, it's just great, you know. And a couple years ago when they were together, it was awesome, but Jason fans were really upset about that, and I guess they're getting their time, but maybe we'll get our time soon.
Yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah, we will. You guys, we will. It's just, you know, right now, we just have to believe because, you know, like the episode today was, if anyone hasn't seen it, I just don't want to ruin it for them, but, you know, I'm about, okay, you guys can say whatever you want on the show, even swearing is like, possible, and I just, right now I'm, you know, I'm sorry, you cannot redeem Sam, and letting Franco go, yeah, let a serial killer go, let them go after the guy you supposedly love, you bitch.
even though he did threaten to kill her at one point.
No, you know what? The thing, you know, the thing to me today was, the thing is, like yesterday when it stopped and Franco stood up at the door, Sam did not look scared at all, you guys. She did not look scared at all. You know, she let Franco be folk. She let Franco go for her own libido. Thank you, brother. That's what I was thinking. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, okay. So, anyone that tuned in probably knows by now that Sam McCall has been on my shit list ever since, you know, she came in and broke a couple up. And I just, you know, if she was still was lucky, I would be okay with her. But no, she had not got her self-respect back like she told Elizabeth a couple of months ago. You know, if you got your self-respect back, why did you go back? Why did you go back to him? I mean, you
exactly.
don't have
I mean, there's so many things wrong with her character. Like, they just have her, I mean, she is. She needs to be more dependent, independent. She's too dependent on Jason. She's whatever he wants her to be.
Yeah, and, you know, it's like, you know, and I'm sorry, everyone should know that I'm a Spinelli fan. So, in my mind, Spinelli has more rights to Jason than she does. So when Sam goes, Spinelli, I know you live here, but get out, because I need to have a romantic night with Jason.
Oh,
she's
I
still.
Know, that was, I hated that.
You know what, I just wanted to slap her.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Sorry.
Okay, well, I've been fast running through all of their sound.
Well, okay, I told you, okay, fine. You and I will have our own issues by now about
okay.
listening to me, yes. No, I just angers me, and, you know, this whole, you know, how
what
they,
still,
but, you know.
What? Me over these years is that he was able to, he couldn't forgive Robin for that whole Michael thing, and it took him years and years and years to finally forgive her, yet he could forgive a kidnapper and a somebody that threatened his own child and somebody to kill. I mean, come on. I mean, that's not the Jason that we know never would have done that. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, come on. And what Robin did was, you know, it's not like she intentionally, she kept it, you know, I mean.
He wasn't malicious.
He wasn't malicious, yeah.
Yeah.
And yet he could, I just don't understand why the writers thought we'd believe that. You know, they were white, and then they have her, and that whole, the second kidnapping, she's the one that started that. I mean, it was her lucky that brought in the rest.
Yeah, and you
so
know what? So,
you know,
yeah.
I had something to do with that, too, and I don't think Jason could see that. I don't even know if he
knows
that she's the one that
yeah,
brought.
Yeah, and you know what? When poor little baby Aiden, because they need to name the kid better than Aiden, sorry, you guys. When baby
my car is named Aiden.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
I like that name, Aiden. I
well,
like
I do, but I mean, I guess, you know, I kind of wanted something other, you know, I mean, I'm just glad they didn't name it like Nicholas Jr. or I will probably be ball free right now. But no, I think when baby Aiden gets missing, Jason is going to go look for Liz and the baby, and Sam is not.
And Sam let Franco go, and so now, didn't he say, wasn't there someone that he said, it's on you, Sam, if somebody else gets hurt or something? Didn't he say that? So if he goes for Aiden, and that's going to be her fault too again. You know, her Elizabeth's child's going to be in danger again.
Yep. So, you know, and the second kidnapping, you know what, CD and I have to be, Lynn and Jason to look for their son, Sam. Yeah, Every time I say your name, with your poetry, have you felt better writing, like, poetry for this couple, and do you feel better when you are writing it versus watching what's on the screen, or how do you feel?
Well, I try not to be too, like, towards one couple, because I know, I mean, everyone has the right to their own opinion, so I know that there are Sam fans, and I mean, I like Kelly Monaco. I have nothing against Kelly Monaco. People sometimes have a hard time differentiating between the character and the actor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, I love everyone on GH. I think it's my show. So I've been watching it my whole life. I am a liaison fan. I am very soon going to put together an article for liaison. That should be coming out soon, but I want it to be, like, perfect because they're my couple. So
I
want this to be a good one.
This couple, every time, I've said this a lot of times on the show, that every time I go watch a video of Liz and Jason on YouTube, I get heart palpitations and I get, like, I start to cry. I'm like, I can't even sit through one of their videos. I start crying, you know. I mean, you know, I just love how the people put them together, like, from the beginning of the relationship or, you know, to now or to when they broke up or whatever, and I just start, like, getting anxiety. Attacks because I miss him so much, and I just feel.
Well,
so,
yeah.
You've got such good chemistry.
We have another call, you guys.
Okay. Bridget, pop.
Hi, Kylie. My name's Janine, and I don't usually call into stuff like this because I don't watch soap operas, but I just.
It's not just about soap. But if you want to get on the I Hate Kelly Monaco train, you totally can tonight.
Yeah, no idea who that person is, but I guess I was just wondering because when I had surgery, I watched soap operas for like maybe 2 weeks and kind of got into it. But I guess I was just wondering, like, what draws you to it? Like, what storylines particularly grab you? I think the last caller, when she talked about Liz and Jason and crying and all of that. What's the draw?
That couple is probably the only couple in daytime that makes you want to cry every day because they destroy them. They broke them up when they should not have fucking broke them up. And when you were having your jaw surgery, it was probably around the time Jason and Courtney were together. And, they were an okay couple, but they were, you know, they were not Jason and Liz. This couple has set records. We beat every week in the SmackDown. We have beat in every magazine.
They have good chemistry.
People have seen Jason and Liz and think they are married in real life.
Because they have good chemistry.
I
think when I thought Liz was being kidnapped or something by Rick. That's the last thing I remember. Like,
that marriage wasn't a good one.
That was a bizarre relationship that came out of left field altogether.
That came out of, who has background noise?
For me, I think for me, it's just the romance and it's just my escape of, like, reality, and that couple is just, I've never loved a couple so much, and that's only part of it. I mean, you know, when the show was really good, there was good storylines that drew me in. You know, I mean, you had back in the day, I'm probably aging myself, but I liked Karen and Jagger, and when Jason was Jason Quartermain at the time, it's just the storylines that they used to have. I don't know. It's just hard for me to explain it. Just the chemistry that these actors have together is just amazing, and I want to tune in every day when they are on. I'm hoping when they do get back together that they write really good for them, you know. And like I said, when I watch their videos, it's like I miss them. It's just these two characters, they belong together, and the writers are just ignoring that. They have this great chemistry, and it's hard to explain, but it's just, I don't know. It's really hard to explain for me. But to sum it up,
I agree with you totally.
Yeah, I mean, and it's their passion and the romance, the love and the adventure that they could have if they were given the opportunity. And I think that's the start of General Hospital. I think Liz and Jason is the start of better ratings. I mean, they're not going to, that one couple can't bring in people, you know, can't bring in all of the ratings, but it's a start. Bringing them together and making the writing better is a start for GH, you know, phase, in my opinion. But, yeah, I don't know. I guess just the chemistry that they have with each other. I mean.
And the opposites attract, too.
Yeah, opposites attract. I mean, you got good girl, bad guy, because she was a good girl, you know, and bad guy type of a thing. And I don't know. It's just. Every time somebody asks that, I can't, describe it anymore, because Liz and Jason are just beyond chemistry now, you know, and it's just beyond. I was saying the other day, if they were to go to another soap opera, I think
we would watch it.
As Liz and Jason, if they were to go to children or something, they would bring their viewers to that show and help their ratings, in my opinion. I just think that's how much chemistry they have together. Plus, they're good friends in real life, too. I think that has a lot to do with it. Their families are friends.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, this is the couple that throughout the test of time has just got us, like, you know, but we never got an ending. This lot has had an ending, a beginning, middle, and now we really need to have a freaking end, because you know, they do not belong together. There's no chemistry. It's all about sex. It's all about her unsexy little body, which she is not even sexy, you guys. I'm sorry. Yeah.
I like Kelly Monaco. I mean, I don't have anything against her either as an actress. I liked her on Port Charles, and I liked Livy, and I thought maybe they'd bring her on Livy, and I thought, oh, that would be good. She could come on Livy, you know, come back to John has Livia,
right.
You know, but then when they're creating a whole new character for Sam, I thought, oh my gosh, you know, she's
yes, oh my
great.
Gosh.
Well, because they originally tried to make her Brenda,
yeah,
like the Brenda sub.
The Brenda up,
yeah.
Replace Vanessa Marcel as Brenda, you know, or
yeah, and you know what, you guys, VM is coming back, and VM is coming back and saving. Not the whole show, but with Vanessa Marcel coming back, it's a nice breath of fresh air. I cried for days when Brenda died way back. I was pissed. I was ready to kill someone at the age, because Brenda going over that cliff was, I'm sorry for me, wasn't like it was a great death, but I was sad because I am a Brenda fan. But if you guys ask me who I like to see Brenda with,
Vanessa gal.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she left to go on to some sort of night show.
She's been on Las Vegas. She's been in a couple of movies.
And she was on the last year of 90210 too.
I was going to say, yeah, 90210.
The thing is, when she
the
was
first
on Vegas,
one round.
You put a character
right, exactly. So, Jason and Liz has everything you want in a super couple. Everything and more. Because they're two families of the two prominent families on the show. And I just think, it's like one of the best couples, on General Hospital of all time. And, you know, if you wanted to go on dates, we have the Born Hope, but don't get me started with that either. So, yes. And I know, I don't know what my parents are tuning in because they kept saying maybe I'll tune in tonight, but I just wanted to make sure they know that I'm wishing them a very, very late happy anniversary because they've been married 40 years and, you know.
Wow. Impressive.
Happy anniversary. Yeah, well, they cannot keep their hands off each other. Kind of embarrassing for us kids, but, yeah, so... Yeah, it's very, very embarrassing, but that's okay. But no, I just wanted to say that because my mom said she was going to tune in, and hopefully she will, but if she doesn't, I will let her live another day.
When was the anniversary?
Sunday.
Sunday.
Cool. Yeah, and we won't be having a show in 2 weeks, by the way, because on the 28th, because my little pony in crime is coming here, and I don't think we are going to make it back from the airport to have a show. But tune into our Monday night show, because we, you know, it might be a good drinking game fun show.
I heard you talking about that. I listened to the show from the other day. It sounds like fun.
Chris,
did you listen to the whole entire show, or did you just listen to a couple minutes of the show?
I listened to about a half hour.
Okay.
So I listened to a good amount. I listened to, like samples from each piece or whatever, just to see what's going on, because it's interesting to me. This is definitely different. I've never seen anything like this before. So this is fun.
Last year I never called into a radio show before in my life, and when Christy has her own show, Liaison Radio, and I kind of got nervous at first, you know, before I called. It took me a couple times to call in. And I called in our anniversary. I think it was a 10-year anniversary show. And I called in and everything, and I didn't know what to say, you know. And so, and then I kept calling in after that a few times. And then Carly was on there, and I called in and asked her because she thought she was really funny on air. And I thought, she sounds really cool on the air. And so I called in. We've been talking ever since. And then she's like, she had a show. And she's like, well, you could call in on my show, too. And so... And then she kind of twisted my arm to be her co-host, so, yeah.
Did you guys hear our little fight from the other night? We kind of stayed the fight because we were bored, and, well, I was bored, and we never fight. And I'm like, that would be cool, and we did, and... I thought it was kind of, you know, funny. But I'm looking on your website while we've been on the air, and I like it that you have all the general hospital stuff, and, you know, you don't leave, I mean, you could have a better section for Bradford, but that's just my own personal request.
I will do it just for you.
Thank you, because it's just like this whole thing with Sunny and Christina has been, you know, good and bad. I mean, I've been enjoying it. I mean, I kind of rewound it a couple of times just to see the call blow up. You know,
I completely appreciate. I love that you read the website and the articles and stuff. I appreciate it. It's great. I don't get to talk to my readers, but I mean, it's really nice.
Really? Yeah. Who has the background noise?
I'm fixed too, or you just write poems?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I was just saying, do you just write poems, or do you write fanfics too?
Oh, no, it's not poems, it's articles. I write for examiner.com.
Okay.
So it's like I write character profiles, recaps, spoilers, Okay. Yeah, all things like that. Basically anything. Also, like, if an actor is doing a fan event, I'll write, like, a couple profiles, like, to catch people up who haven't been watching lately. I mean, stuff like that. Basically anything General Hospital.
That's good. So,
and how do you feel about Drew Barrett?
For you know, write about them, you know, get the shout out to our couple, too. It's nice to have that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, did you ask about Drew Garrett?
Yeah,
I love Drew Garrett.
The reason I'm asking is because I've started a page on Facebook for him, and maybe you can give him a plug on your site.
Oh, yeah, I will, and my website's going to be up very soon, and I'm going to put your site and Christy Zenner Hospital Examiner on there, because I'm, like, in love with her stuff. I mean, I didn't go to seriously, Christy, I don't go to, like, DD or any of those anymore, because you go there and then you feel sick, because most of them are lies.
It should be called instead of JD.
I try and make sure that everything is as factual as I can get, and thank you very much for saying that, by the way.
I think they like to spin spoilers to this.
Oh, God, they are just bad, bad, bad people for spinning things. I mean, I'm sorry.
I hate that.
I know.
You know what?
The thing I try to do is I try and find, like, the most popular things that I hear. And, I mean, things like that I can back up with facts and put that in there. I mean, the writers change their minds all the time. So there's that you have to put into, you know, perspective.
Yeah.
But I mean, I try and think of, and I've been watching forever, so I can kind of tell what's outrageous and what's not.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
And it's funny, a long time ago, there was not really computers back in the day when they could put, you know, because you got computer, heavy computer, people are on computer all the time. There wasn't a lot of spoilers out there that people knew about. You just had to watch it, you know. Maybe I you couldn't really read spoilers because there wasn't a source you could go to see them, you know.
Honestly, I didn't read spoilers until, like, a few years ago. Like, I mean, a part of me liked to be surprised.
Yeah.
But now it's just
In 06, when they had their Night of Passion, I wasn't reading spoilers back then. So I really didn't know that was happening.
But that was not promoted. That was not promoted as.
I was not in town either. I was on a trip, so that's probably one of the reasons why I didn't know that they were having their Night of Passion too. So. Yeah.
Oh God. That was good
stuff.
Yeah.
Can ever recreate that kind of passion. I'm sorry, but they're never going to be able to recreate anything compared to that ever, you know. And they try to steal some of our kind of, like, scenes or whatever.
Yeah, and I hate that.
Yeah, so.
It's true. But now it's like I need to know, I mean, because I'm writing the articles, I have to write like 3 or 4 a week. I have to, like, keep on top of what's happening, so it's like I have to read spoilers now.
Is
there like a site other than Daytime Dish that are better for legitimate spoilers?
No. I haven't
There's my site.
I was just kidding. But Christy, if you ever need someone to help you, like, write, I write. So if you ever, you know, need help writing anything, I would not mind writing stuff.
I am always open to ideas. I love people's suggestions. I mean, even, like, every once in a while I'll tell people either on Twitter or Facebook, I'll say, you know, if you guys have any suggestions or, like, you want me to write something, like, I'm more than happy to put stuff out.
You know, I love that you put, like a lot of people on your side, and but you just do General Hospital. You're not doing any other soap, and do you just watch one soap? I've never met someone that just watches one soap.
Well, you know what it is? Honestly, when I was little, my mother watched all of the ABC soaps, so she watched All My Children and One Life to Live. She watched all of them, and so when I was little, I watched all of them. But when I got older, like when I got into about junior high school age, I, for some reason, just gravitated towards GH, and that's been, like, my staple.
Do you still watch it? Well, you have to watch it, though, because, you know, but do you ever get, I don't know, I kind of seem to fast forward it a lot on that show.
Well, you know.
You know what? When I was little, when I was, like, 5, I actually liked GH the least. Out of
Are
all my children,
really?
One Life to Live and GH.
My God,
I love One Life to Live, and I had a crush on Max Buchanan.
Oh, like, oh my God, Max Buchanan. Yeah.
Well, I can name my whole soap addiction, and I will. Well, first on my grandmother, because she was watching Days of Our Life, Santa Barbara, and Another World. But then my mom will be watching General Hospital. And, you know, even though I was supposed to take a nap at 2 o'clock and lay in her bed and be quiet, well, she had General Hospital on. And so
yep.
I never took a nap. I just, you know, I laid very still and said nothing. Which was
I was watching Anna and Robert and Robin, little Robin, which was like my age.
Oh, I loved them.
I really do. I miss all that old stuff.
Me too. I know. I just wish they could write like that or bring in, you know, start, you know,
yep.
write, bring in, like, the Quartermains more or something, you know, right?
And it's just they make them so, like, they're a cliche now. Like, they're just, like, they're there for their arguments and their Thanksgiving pizzas. That's what the Quartermains do, and that's it.
I know.
You know, and that's sad.
I miss that.
I love the Quartermains. They are, like, one of my favorite daytime families. I mean, you know, but, you know, I miss them. I mean, but you guys, don't kill me. I don't give a damn about Mia. Sorry. Why is she even...
I don't understand what they brought in her for, Mia. I mean...
Yeah, it's true.
I don't get it. I mean, to bring in the love interest for Ethan, probably that's where they're going with that, but I still don't...
I want Ethan and Christina together.
I like that too. I thought that was.
I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know what it is. I think. Well, Christina just seems so immature to me that I can't.
That's.
I can't with that. I do like Ethan though. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
I do. I am a big Ethan fan. I mean, I might be able to grasp it maybe in a couple of years if Christina's still on, but she just seems so immature right now.
I still can't forgive her right now for blaming Ethan, though, for the whole, you know, I just wish she would have just told somebody sooner and not, like, Ethan take the fall for her abuse, you know. And
it's true. I mean, there are some fans that are so passionate about hating her.
Okay.
I don't, I think it's kind of crazy.
God, silly. I don't hate her. I just wish she could handle things a little bit differently, you know.
Right. I mean, it's like she's a kid. Give her a break, you know.
Know.
Like, she's messed up. She had problems.
Yeah.
You know, but Christina was the same age as Elizabeth when Elizabeth met Jason.
Oh, yeah, she was 17 when she met Jason, and Jason was, like, what,
20? Oh, yeah, true, yeah.
27, not 27, maybe 25, maybe. I don't know when Jason was when they met.
Yeah, but... You know what it is? You know what makes it easier to swallow? Because in real life, you know that Rebecca Herbst was like 24.
yeah, that's true, too. Okay.
That's what makes it easier. Yeah. But Christina, the actress that plays her, is actually like 17.
So that's
what makes it a little easier, I think.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you know, there's only one, well, a couple of people, but I cannot stand Molly. Molly did not need to pimp the two lovebirds. If she does it another time, I'm going to really scream out because, you know, you should not be pumping, that couple when you are 10 years old. You don't know about love. And you are 11. You know, I just want to slap her.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, she does. She gets a little carried away.
I remember when Jason and Liz were together.
Penny, are you back?
I'm here, yes. I'm here.
Oh, yeah, Penny got disconnected. Yeah, but I can see how people feel about it, but I am missing. You know, I want them to do Molly Jason and Edward relationship. I think that would be a good relationship to do.
I would even take right now with the Disney friends, having scenes together as friends right now. I would love just to see that and see it grow again, you know? I think that's good.
Would you like to see together? I miss that.
I would like to see Liz and Jason just as friends right now, back to their friendship.
I know, some interaction.
What's that?
Just have some interaction between them would be nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree because it's sad that we don't have a couple, and it's sad that right now, you guys, I don't have any couple besides Billy and Victoria from AMC. That is the only couple right now that is together that I love. And you know what? That is not fair.
Phyllis and Nick broke up, too, the other day.
Hey, okay. You're not helping. You're not helping at all. No, because, I know everyone says, oh, Maxie doesn't deserve Spinelli doesn't deserve Maxie. Okay, you guys, regardless of the argument, this is for my sanity. You took all these couples that I fell in love with, that I invested time with, and you just threw them by the wayside like they did not matter. I mean, come on.
Lexi and Maxie supposed to have, aren't they supposed to go something with that too? I don't know.
You're all evil.
We had to sacrifice one couple for the other, you know.
Well, what shouldn't have happened is Georgie should never have died, and then
yes.
Georgie could have been with Spinelli.
I love Georgie and Spinelli. I was a big Georgie
yes.
and Spinelli fan. Oh, my God.
That would have been adorable. I mean, I always liked Georgie. I mean, I felt like Georgie and Emily died needlessly.
When Emily died, I was pissed because, you know, she was the connection, the big connection.
Yeah.
With, not the only connection, and I'm not saying that, but she was a very good connection. I mean, you know, even though she didn't know really that Jake was Jason, she always had this feeling. And I always thought, why couldn't I say it before she died? And, you know, that's Rosie, you know.
They just had to presume dead because they brought her twin back anyway. They should have just...
Oh, yeah, but
you
know? Rebecca? Oh, God.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
I just thought that
was needless. I think that, I don't know if they did that for ratings or what, but...
I know because I was a big Nicholas and Emily fan too. So
yes, so was I.
Oh, devastated.
Right. But they just didn't have it back as, you know, when she came back. You know, they could have brought, you know, everyone dies on GH. They could have brought her back as Emily.
I know.
You know?
I know.
It could have been Helena plan, obviously.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Clearly.
Yeah, but that when she came back again after that and she wasn't Emily, it wasn't the same.
Yeah, it wasn't the same at all. I agree, too. Yeah.
I agree, too, because, you know, and, you know, this whole Nick and Liz thing, come on, people. Nick and Liz would never, if this was, like, a couple years ago, maybe I would have, like, you know, forgive it, but you cannot tell me that, this Nick and Emily were a good couple. Having Liz and Nick even sleep together, then a hospital, you know, went too far, and they should have never done it.
Right. I know that she wanted, you know, she wanted to leave for a little while. She needed a vacation, but too bad they just didn't bring her back as Emily, and, you know, that would have been great.
I was, like I said, I was a big Nick and Emily fan, and, oh, God, I cried when she died. It was so sad, I mean.
It was.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so many people.
Yeah.
You guys put this on Leo, too.
And I thought Liz and Jason scene when Liz was crying on when she died. Oh, my gosh. And he went behind her and touched her back. Oh, God, that was
yes.
So
yes.
Oh, that was.
Yes. Oh,
that
was
man.
Cool. Hey, Bridget, you're on Leo, right?
Yes.
You guys, Bridget's here. Yay! I just think, you know, but I would never have had Nick and Liz together. I'm sorry. And Tyler Christopher was the one that wanted that damn storyline. I'm sorry.
I know he wanted to work with Becky more, but I don't know how much input he had in the storyline, though, you know, of getting it together.
I have to say that when Nick and Becky got together, I liked them at the beginning. I thought they were pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But then I just, it kind of died off for me, you know?
Yeah.
I know, me.
I would take Nick and Liz over Jason and Sam any day.
You would say who?
Amen.
I would take
Nick
and Liz over Jason and Sam any day.
Yeah, I would too. Definitely. I would take anyone over Jason and Sam any day.
I know.
I tried to play devil's advocate and try to get on the side of a deserved man, you know, and try to what they see in that couple. I don't get it. I don't see.
I don't either.
I honestly don't see it at all. Maybe back when they first got together, maybe they had a little bit of chemistry, but not as much chemistry as Jason and Liz have. Never, ever.
Their relationship always boils down to ordering Chinese and having sex. That's like their relationship. That's it.
Yeah. Beer or coffee.
Cool.
Or,
and they both wear leather jackets.
Yep. Well, you know she's the ride and die chick, you know. She's got to be like JC boy.
Like, seriously?
Oh, my God.
Wait, let's wear some black together. We should
sure
be together.
The ride and die chick. When he told her not to, if she shot him, that Jason go back to prison. And heck, she can have her sex in prison, you know. She's got to have Jason there, right there for her to.
Yes, she's got to have it. That's all they got.
And you know what? And to use Brenda's name to go to. I thought it was an insult to the Brenda fans.
Yeah.
To me, you know, who love Brenda.
I didn't like that either.
Well, oh, my gosh. So, and Spinelli even helped her doctor the license to get
I
in.
I know.
And
I mean,
I can't believe she did that. I didn't even read none of the spoilers about that. I just read the recap from it. I was like, wait a minute. She used Brenda Bennett's name to pose as his wife. Oh, my gosh.
And why the hell did he get the paperwork of their old marriage license anyway?
Yeah.
See, that just boggles my mind because.
And she only wanted to go to have sex with him in prison with the conjugal visit. That's all.
It's all about that sex, you know.
Yeah,
they don't have anything else.
Feeling, and if Liz never would have done anything like that,
you know.
It would go to prison, you know.
No.
That's not necessarily true. She tried. Remember, she was a police officer.
Oh, yeah,
she
tried, but
Carly,
she was only wanting to.
What was her excuse? And Carly said that he was his wife. She goes, well, that was my second choice.
Oh, yeah, that's true, too, yeah. But Liz only went there to see how he was doing the check
well, yeah,
him and,
true.
You know, and everything. And
it was much more innocent.
And you know what? And the only person that believed Liz didn't have postpartum was Jason. They didn't believe that she hurt her child. Even Leslie was not standing by her. And that was a testament to their love right there, you know?
Yeah, but Emily was
Emily didn't believe it either. But I love that.
Lucky spends more time throwing it in Liz's face about their childhood love. Get
oh, God,
you guys are freaking adults. Grow up.
Bringing that Jonathan Jackson again, I don't get that.
why they had to let go of Greg Vaughn. I liked him as Lucky. And
well, he was true to his character because he was an ass. Now they think they got to redeem him, too.
Oh, boss, I know.
I mean, now that, JJ's back, let's just change the whole history of frickin' GH for him. That's a bunch of bullshit right there.
Well, now we're to not forget that that Lucky ever slept with her sister and everything, Sarah, back in the day, and Maxie, and, you know, and everything, and then the way he treated her when he was on drugs, and, you know, she had, you know, had a miscarriage because of him, and everything with Jake and all that, and so we're just to forget all that he's done to Liz. And when he came to her that day into her house and just threw it in her face, oh my gosh, I felt so sad for Liz.
You know, and I'm so glad he did not win an Emmy, because if he won an Emmy, I would have been, like, wanting to go to L.A. and do something that is, like, homicidal, because...
I like Jonathan. I don't have anything against I like him. I've watched things after when he was on Down the Hospital, like that Michelle Pfeiffer movie. I liked that movie with him in it, and... I mean, I don't have anything against Jonathan Jackson as an actor, but just the character of Lucky, bringing him back, I don't get what that whole thing was for.
I honestly do. I love Jonathan Jackson. Like, I mean, I'm sad. I mean, once there was Jason and Elizabeth, I do like them better as a couple. But I do like Jonathan Jackson. And, I mean, I'm kind of a little sad about, I mean, if Jonathan Jackson had always stayed on the show, then things might have been different.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he left, and he was gone for 10 years.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Like,
yeah.
You know, and also, he's my age. Why didn't he age like I did? So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Why is he still 17, and I'm, like, 27? That's what I want to know.
Sorry, but I don't find Jonathan.
Has he even been at puberty yet? He still can't grow his hair on his face. I mean, you know.
And I don't find his character as a cop. I'm sorry, because when he left, he was just a kid. And he hated cops, you know, and everything. And I don't know. I mean, if they put him with somebody else on the show, maybe Maxie. I was starting to like Maxie and Lucky for a moment there, and I still wouldn't mind that, you know. But, I mean, just to get him out of Windsor Orbit now, I mean, that's done and gone. That ship has sailed now.
It was interesting for me to see JJ with Maxie, you know.
Yeah.
That hadn't been explored. It had been with
Greg Vaughn.
Greg Vaughn.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting to me. You know, it wasn't very long, but it was kind of interesting to me. It was almost like I wanted to see where it was going to take them. You know, but they didn't explore it. Maybe they will, but you know.
Yeah.
Even though I hate Maxie's hair right now and I can't stand looking at it.
Me too.
But she put a wig on or do something. I don't know. I can't stand it.
Right.
She's always changing her hairdo. Every time I see her, it's a different hairstyle.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, I like some of her hairstyles. I don't like some other ones, but
yeah, she's definitely very versatile with the hair. But the whole like pride like boycott she's got going is not working.
Right, I don't like that either.
Yeah, and you know I. You know, I was a big Son and Bill fan from Days of Our Life because, you know, that couple was okay with me. But when you try and bring them back on here on General Hospital and try to make a couple out of it, just for the sake of making a freaking couple out of it, it's not working for me. Matt and Maxie is not working. And if I'm biased... Because of the whole dates thing, I'm sorry, but I don't see any chemistry there, and I want to slap someone.
Well, I want to slap Jake, period, because I don't like enjoy the show as much as when I was younger. I used to couldn't wait to come home and, you know, rewind my tape and watch the hospital. I can't stand it anymore. I could like the summer when they had Jason, Jason Quartermain, and then they had Jagger and Karen when they had that summer storyline. Oh, that was a really good storyline. I liked that. And
What storyline was that? I'm sorry.
It was a storyline. Oh, got it. Okay. Carly, do you remember what story it was? That they were stranded on an island storyline.
Oh, yeah. It was Karen. They go back in 1992, 93.
There was somebody after them. There was somebody playing to. Who was that? I forgot exactly, but they were. Well, first of all, Jason and Karen were supposed to go on a romantic trip, you know, on the boat, and then Jagger was fixing the boat, and he bumped his head, and then he ended up, you know, hiding, being down underneath the boat. And
you're back on the air, Penny.
I'm back.
Yeah.
That was when Brenda first came on. She first came on back in the day when she was at high school, and she was involved in it. And I hated Brenda back then because she was getting in between away. Karen and Dagger, and I think that's the days back when we used to write good storylines back then. It was really good. They had social issues. They had sexual abuse, Robin's AIDS storylines, you know, Stone and Robin and everything. I was a big Jason and Robin fan, too.
Yeah, me too. I am, too.
Yeah, and when Robin left, and when she left for the last time, and when she did that to Jason, I was like, oh, my gosh. I stopped watching it, but then when I saw it was in Jason, I thought, okay, I'm going to get back on General Hospital again.
Well, before I forget, because I just want to say, and I know I'm going off the topic for a minute, but it's mine, so I can do what I want. No. I just want to say I want, you know, I hope to God tomorrow that Nicole tells me about EJ, because... You know what? This is the thing I've been waiting on Dave for the past, I don't know, 8 months, 9 months, and I want Eze to get what's coming to another.
You know they're going to drag it on because she's going to have it right by the balls, and she's going to play it for all she's worth because she wants Brady, and she'll do anything to screw anybody's life up.
Well, I'm a Nicole fan, so...
I'm not a Nicole fan. I couldn't stand her the day she walked in to Days of Our Lives, and I can't wait to
see
that.
I've never been a Nicole fan before, but I am now. I don't know why.
You know, I've always liked Nicole. I mean, I think Nicole brings... Okay, Nicole is this one of those people that, yeah, is really misunderstood, does stupid things. But you know what? EJ had never talked about their baby. You know, it was like, you know, he could care less. And I'm sorry for what he did with the kidnapping with Sydney. I really hope Sammy punches him into the next gallery or kills him. You know, rumor has it that Christopher St. John is leaving Y&R and taking a permanent break from Y&R.
Well,
okay,
he's been on there for a long time, so I don't, you know, maybe he needs a break.
I only watch TH.
Do you still watch it, though?
I stopped watching it for a little while after Drew was fired, but I started watching it again.
I know you like Drew, but what about the new Michael? Do you think that he's doing a really good job, or are you starting to... I don't know, because I like Drew, too. And then they brought in Chad, like, you know, I was starting to... You know, I had to watch a few more things with him, and I thought, well, he's doing the best he could, you know, and everything, and all, so, I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about the new guy. I don't feel anything for him, I don't
think. Oh, really? Okay.
I just don't feel anything, you know, like he just doesn't, he's not the actor that Drew was. He doesn't have the passion that Drew had. I don't hate him. I don't even know him, you know, but I'm a huge Drew Guerra fan. And like I was telling you before, if you can plug my page on Facebook, that would be great.
Yeah, no problem.
Is Crystal still there?
No, well, she got disconnected. I don't know what is going on with this.
Disconnected. If she comes back, I want to tell her the page, you know,
well,
with the page name.
She's going to have a website, so I'm sure she'll have your page on her the website, too. So shout out for that, too.
Is it the same? Is it called GH Examiner?
Yeah, that's Chris.
Is that a Facebook page, too?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, the examiner. So I'll have to check that out. I haven't checked it out, so. Shirley, are you still there? I'm Shirley.
I'm still here.
Okay.
Penny and Ben and I and you all, you know. I'm sort of liking the Michael, because you know what, no matter what we do, I don't think Drew Gill will come back after reading the new Soap Opera Digest when he did that interview.
Right, I saw that. I did see that. But what about more money? Would he come back for more money, do you think, or what? I mean, it would have to be a lot more money after what they did to him. No?
True.
Do you agree, or...
PH Examiner Chris says they my phone started to cut and it's 12 o'clock on the East Coast. Sorry, I couldn't give a formal goodbye.
Okay, tell me to say goodbye.
We're ending.
No,
she was saying, she sent me a tribute saying she got cut off because her phone started to cut out.
Well, okay, no problem.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you go on my Daytime After Dark, she's on here, so you can request her as a tribute buddy.
Oh, okay. All right. I think she's on Facebook, too.
Yeah, well, okay, yeah. Brenda, you were so right. You were so right. I'm never going to doubt you again.
What about what?
I keep telling you,
what?
I am the master, Carly.
What was it? About what?
Calm down. I'm just talking... You tell her about Army Wives that she was
right.
Okay.
I told you.
I was crying and I'm like...
Wait till this Sunday. It's going to be a real tearjerker. Telling you. And Drop Dead Diva is going to be a tearjerker too, because her man is going for another woman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
She's going to be so
together.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and he finds another lawyer. He's Twitter painted him.
Oh my God.
I know.
You can't have a break with anybody on shows, period, huh?
Well, yeah, but I just wanted to tell Bridget that I'm never going to deal
forever. With In Plain Sight season finale, I didn't like the man she with. I wanted her with Marshall. Marshall tried to tell her. He's been in love with her for 2 seasons now.
Really?
She's got to get her head out of her ass.
I need to watch that, but can I check it out on, is there a place I can go to watch it, or what?
For In Plain Sight?
To watch the previous season, unless I get it on Netflix or something.
I don't know if USA does the old videos or not.
I think they do. I thought they did, but I could be wrong. I'm wrong about something.
Is this new summer show on, USA, there's this Covert Affair that I kind of was watching the other day. Even though it didn't go to the radio, I'm still kind of I have to watch the summer shows, but... there's a new show called Haven on Sci-Fi Channel. I have to still finish watching it, but I was thinking that my hiatus, and I'm on hiatus from all the shows in the fall, but then you get all these new ones coming for the summer.
Yeah.
Sites coming up.
Oh, Brandy says Comcast On Demand has it.
What is it called?
Comcast On Demand.
Oh, Comcast On Demand, so I could watch the seasons on there?
I'm assuming
okay,
so.
Comcast On Demand, okay. Well, I'll check in, because I always wanted to watch it, but I never did. I never knew what time it was on. And
well, I love In Plain Sight, but I was not impressed who she picked to go on vacation with. I was like, you have got to be freaking kidding me. After Marshall tried to tell her.
So has there always been chemistry between them two characters, or have you probably wanted them to finally get together too, huh?
I wanted Marshall and her to get because he knows her inside and out.
Yeah.
And he tried to tell her before in his own way, and she just kind of looked at it, just blew him off like she was trying to tell him about somebody else. And then he kind of gave her a look of sad, kind of depressed look, like, oh, she didn't hear me, and then the next thing you know, she's with, oh, what's his butt? And I'm like, you idiot! What are you doing?
Penny, did you watch any primetime shows?
Did I what?
Did you watch any primetime summer TV shows or fall TV shows or are you into watching?
This week I haven't. I've been with my family, so.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I haven't watched any TV. Sorry.
I wish I could say the same thing for
Yes, I wish I could. I wish I could say that.
I haven't watched anything for years and years and years. Maybe if I'm sick. That would be the only time I wouldn't watch the show, if I'm totally sick in bed or something.
Well, I'm addicted to one, and if I tell you guys cannot laugh at me.
What's that?
What is it?
I'm into, I don't know why, but I'm into Big Brother. I do not know why, but it's just like, okay, I said no laughing at me.
I watched Big Brother the first night. I didn't
see it Sunday. Well, hey, I have been on the Legend of the Sister kick on Netflix.
Hey, I wasn't gonna go there. Big sis.
Yeah,
I wasn't
gonna
go there.
Hey, Bridget, there's a big campaign going out to bring them back. So there's a lot of there's a lot of money to buy, like they're donating money to like get people to watch it. Like they're buying like 250 DVDs. They're gonna have it signed by
Legend of the Seeker.
Yeah.
Oh, I want them to do it so bad. I love that show.
I know, me too.
There's no violence. There's a story. There's an actual learning experience from those stories.
There's
worlds to all those stories, and I love that show.
I know, it's so freaking good. I mean, and the way they ended it in season two, I was like, shoot, man. They're not going to get on that. They could finally be together. Kaylin and Mister could finally be together because when she was under that spell or what, the other whatever with the red eyes or whatever, she tried to confess to him and everything, but he didn't get confessed because their love surpassed that and everything.
Penny, you watching Big Brother this season or have you watched the previous seasons?
I've watched it previously, but I watched it the first night it came on this season, which was, Friday, I think?
Yeah, I said I'm not going to be addicted, I'm not going to get involved, I'm not going to love it, and I lied to myself. I'm, like, watching this, and I'm like, okay, but if I watch The Bachelor next season, please, someone take a hit out of me and kill me because.
Hey, when I was in Australia, though, I could see why you got hooked on it because when I was in Australia a few years ago, back in 06, the only thing, there wasn't a lot to watch besides reruns of our shows that they have, you know, that I've already seen. They had the Australian version of Big Brother. Me and Danny were so. I was getting hooked. We watched it every day.
I know, it's.
I was watching every day that I was there, but I don't know who, at that time, back in Osif, I don't know who became.
Why is it sounding weird?
Huh?
Why were no? You were sounding muffled for a moment.
Oh, sorry. Is that better?
Yes. Oh, Brandy goes in the room. They always canceled the damn Gussos. Brandy is also a London washer, so I just thought, you know.
What's that she said? What was that?
They always cancel all the damn good shows. I love legends.
I know. What the heck is with that? I know. It's because the Tribune, the person, the people, because it's syndicated and it has to be bought by, I guess, the distributors or something, and the Tribune or whatever didn't want it anymore. And so they don't have the, I don't know exactly, but they need, like, other stations to, like, I don't know exactly how that works, but they're looking for other stations to, like, buy it or buy the rights or something or whatever. And so, and they're, it went to Sci-Fi. It's Stars. They think that maybe Stars might be interested in it or whatever. And I've been keeping myself updated as to the progress of that because I think it's a really great show. And like you said, Bridget, the storylines are so good. It has meaning to them. There's like at the end of the show, they you know, it's good and evil type of a thing.
Well,
you
yeah.
Know, you know, and it kind of they write it to where it could happen today's age too.
Well, that's
you know?
True. But
that?
You know, like Brandy says, they cancel all the good shows and leave us the crap.
I know.
Yes.
You know, people, I'm the one watching this show, and you take
it
away from me. It's hard to find another one you like just as much.
Yeah, I just don't get it. I honestly don't understand, especially if it's been on for 2 years, and then they decide to pull the plug on it. You're so invested in that show.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand after 2 weeks of pulling it because you're not
but
as invested.
It's the third year, isn't it?
They're trying to fight for it to be a third year for the show. And they're even doing Pass It On videos on YouTube. What they do is they get, like, from each country, like, you're talking about Iraq or Ireland or something. They put like a piece of paper. It says save the seeker, whatever. And then they turn the paper around because of, you know, they write something on the back of it and they kind of like pass it on to like another person, to
uh-huh.
like another person in Dubois or something. And then they have their paper and then they pass it on. And so there's been like 4 videos on YouTube about And they're trying to make the point that not only is United States watching it, but other countries and other people to that show.
No,
and they raised like $24,000 to do. They're going to put an ad out in Comic-Con. They're going to try people at booths at Comic-Con are going to make business cards. And they're going to try to get people maybe to tune in and watch it because they're showing repeats right now, I guess.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Yep, they are.
Yeah, so we could get more people following that show. Like, they just added me following the show, and I'm trying to get Carly to follow
And the
it.
Thing about it, everybody on that show is awesome. Every character on that show is, I love every one of them. I love to hate them. I love to, every one of them is awesome.
I know. I was hating Dark and Raw, but.
I know, but he is so
even
good
in the
at it.
Season,
I mean, he's awesome at it.
Even in the second season, he came back as he took the body of Walter. You know Walter?
Uh-huh.
But they took the spirit of Walter, put in somebody else. But, of course, he couldn't stay dead for long, could he? And
no.
And the guy that plays him is on Spartacus, too. He was on Spartacus
as
well.
Yes, he was.
I know. Well, if they could have, that show should be on, like, Starz Channel or something, I think.
Even a kids show. I mean, it is a kids friendly
show. But
I mean,
put it on like in like a cable network, like maybe like Sci-Fi or something.
Yeah, or Hallmark
or your Hallmark channel. Yeah,
or
it was on ABC Family Channel.
You guys.
Even Family, ABC Family.
Yeah, Brandy in the album. Because he's the only one in there, and I don't want her to feel like we are not talking.
Me too. I love me some Richard. Oh, my
God.
Oh,
baby. Oh, man.
He's got the best body.
He
has the best freaking body.
Oh, boy.
Every time they have a love scene between Kaylin and Richard, it's always somebody else.
Yep.
Their spirits are somebody else. It couldn't be actually Kaylin and Richard,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, because they can't actually touch if she's
I know,
she,
yeah.
I know.
But they
I'm
were
like,
touch-
couldn't there something more? I keep thinking, couldn't there see, be something around that? Like, put some gloves on her.
Well, actually, it ended, season two ended. Remember how they said that because she was confessing him when she was under the darkness that she was under,
uh-huh.
you know, or whatever, and she confessed him. And then his grandfather said, because they're wondering why he wasn't, like, confessed, and it was their love
yep.
that they surpassed that, because he loved her anyways, so he couldn't have confessed even if she wanted to, so... And
yeah.
They
make it.
Yeah, I'm hoping it's going to be renewed. Hot, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
He's hot, hot, hot. That's an understatement. Yeah, he's very hot. He's so hot, yeah.
What was I? Oh, Penny, so have you ever watched
Legends of the Seeker?
Yeah.
I have never watched that, no.
It is a good show, but you got to watch it the very first season and go on because it is. I absolutely love it. I think it's a well written. The cast is amazing.
Hey, Bridget,
the scenery is awesome.
I wish you would have mentioned this show a long time ago because I probably would have watched it a long time. I just caught it this weekend. I was surfing through the Netflix, and I always wanted to watch Legend of the Seeker. But I never did, so I thought I'd check the first episode out, and then I went on YouTube to see if there was any videos of Kaylin and Richard, and oh my gosh, that's what pulled me in.
Yeah,
I know. I was ready for a good sex scene between the actual Richard and Kaylin, and not anybody, not a spirit in Richard
uh-huh.
or Kaylin. Yeah, me too.
But even when they were in different spirits, man, oh man.
Oh my God. But when the second to the last part of season two, when the wizard tried to change what happened, they went into another reality. They went
and they got married.
Changed everything. They got married and they were pregnant.
Yep.
And
yep.
That was the only time we didn't see them have a sex scene, but it was just inferred.
No. But it's worth it to watch it.
Is it on video?
Yeah.
I can watch past
one. The first and second season is on video. I'm yeah.
A DVD, yeah.
Oh.
Yes, DVD, yeah.
And
I'm not sure if they're out in store. I'm sure they're out in the video stores.
Yeah, you could buy them on the video stores or even in
yep.
libraries. Now they're starting to donate
yep.
to libraries now.
Right.
Like you know, so I don't know which libraries are doing it. I think I was reading a list of them the other day to Carly, but I forgot. But, yeah, they're trying to get people to tune into that show because they really want to save it. So.
Yeah.
God, I wish
I'll have to check it out.
They're just as that fan base was just as passionate as Liaison, I think.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, Briz, you were,
yes.
God, I even cried when the little boy injured his hand on OmniWipe.
I didn't think that was fair of him, though, to tell him to be the man of the house, because that's why
yeah,
it prompted
yeah,
him.
Yeah, that's, you know,
he's
yeah,
so
I was
little
just,
boy, he shouldn't have made him sound,
yeah,
made
I mean,
him be that.
I mean, maybe, you know, maybe he should have just said, you know, keep an eye on your little brother. But not
yeah.
that you have to, you know, not that you have to be man of the house. And when the last scene when Denise and her husband and Claudia Zoe and her husband, they
yeah.
both got older. Oh, my God. I was like,
yeah.
no.
This will be the second time that he misses the birth of a child. Yep.
Yeah, I was just
yep.
thinking, what was so unfair? I thought, like, everyone's going. And I'm like, okay.
Except for what's her butt? She's stuck there because she's got 30
well, yeah,
days.
Yeah, do you think something else is wrong with her? Because
I don't know, but when she went for that walk and she just stood
yeah.
there and didn't know where she was, well, I don't know what all entails with that diagnosis of what she has, so I wouldn't know. Maybe that's part of it. But yeah, I was like, she was freaking out.
I was just like, wow. And the one that I divorced got a little jealous. She ended up Googling, and they go, that's just what the internet is for. I start laughing. I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah, that's what the internet is for, spy on people. we have 4 minutes to go, but we will probably go in overtime, and I know what Chili's probably going to say in about 3 minutes.
Well, yeah, actually, my mom's been trying to call me, too, so I probably
Your mom's calling you. That will freak me out. What?
You know what? Why does my niece have to get involved? You know, it's so hard to get my dad in the shower. I don't... Oh, gosh.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Why? Tell me.
My niece saying, yeah, but you know what? It's frustrating to try to get my dad in the shower. He's so stubborn, he won't get in there. And if they want to come over here and get him in the shower, then be my guest.
But it's because they don't live there 24/7. You know, I mean, I think when you don't live with someone and someone else goes over, you can do it better than someone who's there 24 hours a day. You know, I mean, I saw that with my grandparents, and my mom and I would come down, and my mom could get my granddad to do something, and my grandma could never. So I think it's like when, you know, you're with someone for 24 hours a day and they are getting older, but they are not going to listen to you because they see you every single day, so it's not like you really mean business after a while. I hope I'm right on the advice, but I think I am.
Yeah, no, I'm serious. It's like she just texted me saying he hasn't had a shower it's been longer than a few days, and she's like, you don't have to text me back, but I just want to let you guys know, and I think I'm going to text her back.
Yeah, I would, because you know what? Actually, he had a shower a couple of days ago.
Did he?
Yes, he did. He had a shower Saturday or Sunday, because someone was going to take him out for dinner or something. So you had to get him in the shower.
I think that was last week.
Well, don't tell her that.
Yeah, I know.
Bridget understands, because Bridget has family, so she knows what parents are all about.
Yeah, but when my mom keeps telling me I'm going to be taking care of her, I said, no, I won't be taking care of you, but I know who will be. I know it's mean to say, but she drives me nuts.
No. It's, you know, I tell my dad that, too. I'm like, I'm not going to be the one taking care of you because, you know, you will fight me. For 90 seconds ago, we are going into overtime, but... how did you text her back?
No, I'm just saying, you know, Tammy, I understand, but it's very hard. Sometimes it gets very stubborn, so maybe you can come and give him a shower, too, instead of always me or whatever here, you know? My dad the shower like twice myself, you know, and everything. You know, me and my sister try. It was hard. Even for me, my sister, it's hard. He won't even get in there. He'll take his clothes off. Next thing I know, he's putting his clothes back on. I'm like, no, Dad, you need to get in the shower. And he's like, he just rubs his hand like, I don't want to get in there. And he's like, it's too cold. And it takes like about half an hour to try to get him in there.
But So yeah. Bridget, you still here, right?
Yeah.
I'm
okay.
Here with my mom.
So don't. Pretend you never saw the message. I can't believe I give people advice like this, but I do. This by me, out of sack. No, I'm kidding. But, I see, I can see you taking care of your dad before.
Well, yeah. She thinks that all of us are going to take care of her, and it's like, you know, I said, for one thing, we have our own lives. And we'd all kill her if she lived with us. Because as she can't keep her mouth shut, she's got to have an opinion on everything.
Oh, good, yes.
And she's got to run. She's got to be the person in charge. And I'm sorry, she can be somebody else's. Do somebody else's in charge, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, the senior center has awesome apartments, you know, or. Yeah, you know, I mean, that may seem heartless, but if you knew my mother, you would probably be agreeing. I mean,
well, you know,
I'm the youngest, and I'm the only one that's single. I have a life. Just because I don't have
a man
in my life does not mean I don't have a life.
You know what?
I
think I'm going to get off the phone. I'm going to go have a shower.
Are you upset, sweetie? Are you upset?
Huh?
Are you sort of upset, or are you okay?
Oh, my mom's leaving me a message saying, oh, she wants to know what my dad's eating for dinner tonight, you know, and everything. And then I get a text message from Tammy about that, so it's like, it's can't win, so.
Okay, what time are you calling me?
About 11, I guess.
Okay, well, all right.
All right, I'll talk to you guys on Monday, then, I guess, right? Wednesday, right? Okay.
Yes.
Right.
So, but I totally understand because today I sort of had my own mini meltdown with my grandma because it's my cousin's birthday, but we haven't talked in, like, months because I sort of forgot to tell her about Grandma Susie, but Grandma wasn't telling anyone. So today, Grandma goes, oh, did you call Courtney and was her happy birthday? And I go, why am I calling her? And, you know, it's like, you know, see, I'm like, why does she have to go bring it up? I mean, it's like, you know, so I know what you mean about the control issue because I just think sometimes my mom is a saint because I could have her live with my grandma live with me, or my dad. I mean, I told my mom if, you know, when she got older and if dad was around, she can come live with me. But, no, I could not have my dad or my grandma. They would probably drive me insane.
Yeah, I just, I know it's not going to happen, but yeah, you know, I think she just wanted to see a reaction out of me, and it's like, you know, you're not going to get a reaction out of me because it's not, I'm just not going to play that game.
Well, I got
too many things to do besides worry about that.
Was it so interesting tonight because, I've been talking to the examiner person for a while and she is so sweet and I'm like, come on the show. And even when people are afraid of calling in, I somehow talk them into it.
Yeah.
You know, not feeling bad that I did that, but now, you only have 2 more days left until you go back to work, huh?
Actually, I got 4 more days.
I got the weekend. but you guys start on Monday, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but it's only for 3 weeks, and it's all day, so I'll have a break in between. So.
Oh, I didn't hear you. Brandon Broth sent me a Twitter because I asked him how he liked working with Bradford, and he goes, oh, we are close. He's one of my, you know, favorite people to work with. And I'm like, okay, so now I have him, and Laura had treated me back, and the guy from, like, AMC had treated me back, and the one person I want to treat me back is Bradford, and I haven't had it yet, but, you know, I'm not giving up on it.
Yeah.
So, yes, how, you know, it's been so muggy today. I'm just like, I mean, it was, like, muggy, but it was also, like, nice, but, yeah, everyone, it was 80 today. No, it was 79, and
yeah.
Other people, yeah, people want either really hot here, or they are complaining because it's not raining. Yeah, I'm like, okay, but I enjoy the weather, because, I mean, I enjoy the summers here, because, you know, we don't get 85 every day, and so when it gets hot, I don't mind it.
Yeah.
So are you reading a book tonight, or do you have, like...
I'm trying to get my house organized, so I'm tinkering around the house and getting it all cleaned up. Well, it's cool.
Well, yeah, why is cool? Because once it gets really, really hot, you really don't want to do that.
No,
and, you know, I mean, I'm looking forward to 2 weeks from tonight because Terry will be here for 2 weeks.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so, yeah. And, you know, so, yeah, tonight she goes, yeah, we cannot fake a fight anymore. No one will believe. I know, and I'm like, yeah, you're right, no one will believe us. So, yes, I'm going to try and do my screenplay, but it gets so, you know, it's so muggy. I might just go watch TV because I TiVo'd Big Brother, and I already watched Army Wife, so I don't have to watch that one. And I watched General Hospital for a second today. I'm sorry, but I felt like Sam was not even scared of Franco.
And that gun she pulled out, it looked tiny when it first came out. And
yeah.
Then it got bigger as the, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, and,
oh,
and
yeah.
You know, I'm thinking, where in the hell did they give her a gun? I mean,
the mention about second chances. What he said about second chances. So he knows more than he's letting on.
That's what I think, too.
When he said about second chances with Jason, I'm like, he knows more than he's letting on. Hello?
Busy, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, no, he knows what he is doing. And, I cannot wait for the baby to be kidnapped only because, you know, Jason's going to go look for it, you know. And I'm just sitting back and I cannot wait for Kelly Monaco fans to go and melt down. So, wait, you said something about One Life to Live. Jessica and Allie are both pregnant?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Yep. And something with the promo is with Star, too, but Star hasn't been sleeping around.
Yeah.
That just kind of made me weird when she said, what's wrong with me? And then it's got Jessica, Star, and Natalie. But Natalie and Jessica are both pregnant.
Oh, okay.
Because, see, she don't remember sleeping with Fort.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought, too.
So I'm wondering if Fort lied to her and they did sleep together. And I'm hoping that it's Brody's. But I hope Natalie doesn't have Brody's baby because they slept together before her and John and Jessica and Brody got back together. So, but Natalie has slept with John since then. So I'm hoping Natalie and John have their baby and Brody and Jessica have their baby, because this is going to be screwed up.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. I was just wondering, and before I let you go, Jessica and Natalie are cousins with Stowe, right? I'm right on that, right?
Yes.
Okay, because I was just...
Because Todd is Vicky's brother.
Okay,
yep.
And because, you know, it gets confusing because Matthew is also cousin because of Bo, but it gets so confusing. Like, I mean,
yeah,
I'm
they're all
counting.
Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, I mean...
Well, Star isn't cousins with Bo,
Matthew.
With Matthew, but she is cousins with Jessica and Natalie.
Because I always thought...
That side of the Buchanans, because Star isn't Vicky's not a Buchanan, so she has no family with Bo's kids.
Okay, I was
just
wondering.
Just Vicky's
not
family. All of Vicky's kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, are Star's cousins.
Oh, okay, because I was just, you know, because I like the Natalie and, I mean, the Jessica and Stowe interacting, but I don't remember Stowe and Natalie ever really interacting.
I don't think they ever really, I mean, they were, I don't think they've ever, in passing, I don't think they really ever,
mm-hmm.
I know Natalie and Star did when they were trying to get the baby back.
Oh, true, yeah.
From Jessica. That they did intercede in that, but other than that, I hardly ever see them in scenes together.
Well, okay, well, we better go before it cuts us off. Yes, because they did that the other night, and I will talk to you on Monday.
Okie doke.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.